Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax DiEugenio. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Kohi Shitara, MD, Chief of the Department of Gastrointestinal Oncology at the National Cancer Center Hospital East in Kishiwa, Japan, about optimizing treatment strategies and addressing unmet needs in resectable gastric and gastroesophageal junction cancers. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Shitara discussed preliminary efficacy data with CAR T-cell therapy in gastrointestinal cancers and highlighted challenges related to durability of response, patient selection, and manufacturing logistics with these therapies. What was the rationale of this analysis and why is it important right now in 2025?
Yes, actually cellular therapy is a very attractive field in cancer treatment. For example, chemotherapy improved the PFS and OS compared with a secondary ipilimumab in melanoma patient and already received accelerated approval. This is one example of cellular therapy. And also TCR T therapy, this is a T cell engineered to express T cell receptor, which can recognize peptide and dimension complex. And one of the TCR T therapy is also approved based on accelerated approval for specific type of sarcoma. So already we have two approval of cellular therapy for solid tumors beyond hematological disease. So that's why this is attracted area for also for the GI cancers. So in this ESMO GI summarize current data of cellular therapy for GI cancer.
So what is currently known? What does the data sort of profile look like for this area right now?
Yeah. So most common types of cellular therapy for GI cancer or other solid tumor is CAR T cell therapy, which is engineered to express CAR genes and CAR, and it can recognize membrane protein and induce cytotoxicity by powerful granzyme and cytokine release. Previously, there is a couple of studies to test CAR T for solid tumor, but the activity is not so high as expected. But one of the recent breakthroughs is Claudin 18.2 targeted CAR T for gastric cancer from Chinese group. Actual phase one study showed around 50% response rate in gastric cohort with median PFS around 5 to 6 months. And this is a CD28 incorporating CAR T as a second generation CAR T. And recently, there is a randomized phase two study. This was also reported from China, same Chinese group, to compare this CAR-T for Claudin 18.2 and third-line later-line chemotherapy for Claudin-positive gastric cancer. And it met the primary endpoint to show significant PFS improvement. And actually, median PFS was around 3.5 months versus 1.8 months or something with cytotoxic chemotherapy with a significant p-value and hazard ratio. And overall survival as a secondary endpoint also showed a trend of improvement with a hazard ratio around 0.70, even with a 40% crossover rate. And toxicity profile was very similar to that observed in phase one trial with around 5% patient with cytokine release syndrome or CRS. CRS is very common, but mostly manageable. So these results should support CAR T as an effective treatment option. And actually, this is the first randomized study in solid tumor show benefit of CAR T. But I believe we need additional data to confirm these findings in non-Chinese population before we could have a regulatory approval in multiple countries. And also, around 15% patients were excluded during the manufacturing process or pro-conditioning regimen. So I believe more efficient approach is needed. And finally, median PFS of around 3 to 4 months may not be convincing and may not be enough to achieve regulatory approval based on cost or complicated manufacturing process. So we need an additional solution to improve outcome of CAR T for solid tumor. But this is just beginning of such development.
Which is, what is the future of this development? And what is the future and timeline of this development?
So as I mentioned, this CAR T randomized study clearly suggested the activity of CAR T even for GI cancer. But again, still we need improve outcome in terms of duration or how to change non-responder to responder. There's one biomarker analysis from the same loop to show the infiltration of progenitor-like exhausted T cell in the responder and more fibroblast and EMT signature in non-responders. So maybe we need to combine with other agent to improve durability or change tumor microenvironment by depletion of immunosuppressive cells. And actually, a couple of trials ongoing to test newer types of CAR T cell therapy. So one example is armed CAR T, which incorporate dominant negative TGF beta receptor 2 to prevent inhibitory signal from tumor microenvironment. And this showed a promising result for HCC patient. And the other is a cytokine incorporating CAR T. One example is IL-15 incorporating CAR T published in Nature. It also showed a good tumor size reduction compared with conventional CAR T. We also need to, you know, improve therapeutic index to have a better safety profile. So in that case, we need additional solution like intraperitoneal injection or other solution. And finally, complicated manufacturing process is one major challenge of CAR T for solid tumors. So one of the possible solution is to use allogeneic CAR T, which can be produced by different patient or family or other members, but can be used for patient. And actually one trial for lymphoma showed a promising result and acceptable safety profile. Also GVHD was commonly observed, but it seemed to be manageable. And finally, in vivo CAR T is emerging technology to give CAR genes by viral vector nanocarrier to achieve CAR generation in situ. Already clinical trials ongoing, and recent press release suggested one patient with lymphoma achieved response. So overall, there is a multiple attempts to overcome durability of complicated manufacturing process. So regarding timeline, it may not be soon, but hopefully in next 3 or 4 years, I hope this trial may show some benefit or larger benefit even for GI cancer research.
For clinicians listening, what key take-home message do you really want this presentation to resonate with in terms of filling a gap within this space right now?
Cellular therapy showed preliminary and interesting activity even for GI cancer. This is a very important first message. But the data is not enough to achieve global regulatory approval. And there is a multiple attempts to improve outcome of such patient. So maybe, you know, we need a more clinical trial and we need a more collaboration, especially outside China or outside the USA, to do a such cellular therapy in clinical trial. And hopefully in the next 3 or 4 years, you have a more improvement of a patient outcome.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode on Live On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please also consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you can get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thank you again for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air.